So it really is a strange issue, and it is strange because I certainly know the conversations that I have had with individuals, with parents, with families across the district during the time that I've been in office. And I remember not too many years ago, during a town hall meeting I had held, I had a gentleman that had asked me what my thoughts were on legalizing marijuana. And I said, well, I really don't, at that time, and this was a few years ago, I said, well, I really don't think that the people of Pennsylvania would be supportive of such a move. I think that would be something that we're not prepared for what the effects of that change would be. And I had that person who asked me that question kind of start debating with me. I had another gentleman in the audience who stood up and said, well, wait a minute, before we get into this debate too far, why don't we see a show of hands in the room, how many people support, how many people oppose? And by a wide margin, the people in that room opposed legalizing marijuana. Now, I think the thing that's interesting is that as the lieutenant governor has gone around and done this listening tour, and I commend him, he's going to the parts of the state, and he's asking for feedback, and I think that there's something to be said about that. I think it's to me, I think that if we're going to have senior officials go around the state, I'd like to have a broad-ranging conversation about all sorts of issues and take input. But based on this issue, if this is the one that he's chosen to go and listen into, I think it is certainly informative to see how it would appear that the opinions of Pennsylvanians are changing rapidly on this issue, and it's something that surprises me. But I also think that it would behoove us to do a study into not only what revenues might come from this, but also what might be the secondary and tertiary effects of making such a change. I know that there's been and advocates and opponents would point to states like Colorado, and both would find arguments to support their positions. I think it's a complex issue that requires a lot of listening. And one of the things that I would say is I would encourage folks that have thoughts on this issue and have insights into this issue to let my office know about it, because I think that certainly having a town hall meeting and asking people to come and give their opinion is one way of taking input. But I also know that that other people that might not have had the opportunity or might not have gone to that hearing might also have an opinion on that. But I'd be interested in hearing about that. And certainly, like you said, putting on my daddy hat, I want to make sure that we've done the research and that we are absolutely sure that what we're doing is not going to cause a negative effect for our children and our young people, not going to have a negative effect on our schools, on our communities. And I think the verdict is still out on that.